Okay, we're going to move on to what's termed here item 13 on the agenda, what could go wrong, old business. Nancy Sabarnar told me at our last meeting, offered a motion to form a program committee as dictated by a PNB requirement. Nancy, I did email you and I asked you to see where that PNB requirement was. All I got back from people on the PNB that may have been on the committee over the last few years was they kind of think they remember something, but they could offer nothing. I would also say that I met with four other of the LSB chairs, four stations with the exclusion of KPFA, who wasn't present on the call, and asked the question about what they were doing. None of the other stations on that call, meaning ourselves included in the number of four, of the five stations are known not to have the program committee or council. And KPFA, I don't believe, has one either. So even though there was a PNB dictate long ago, evidently, none of the stations are using one. Interestingly, K and WPFW had program councils, and they abandoned the idea of having one or program committees. They abandoned the idea of using one because it just didn't go anywhere for whatever reason. I don't know the reason, but they currently don't use that anymore. So Nancy, I'll ask you to motivate your motion one more time.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Your information from the, meeting that you had with the other LSB chairs, they were not informed, and KPFK has an interim, our interim as a GM, he has just suddenly become. So he's not attending the KPFK programming committee, and that is a shock to me to hear that. And WPFW, I just listened to their programming committee a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, and there's only six people on it, and they're open to the public. Two have volunteered to help in any way that is needed, the news department. And two have volunteered to go reach out to schools, to students and teachers. And the other two people that were on that committee were doing other things. They had not volunteered anything specific, but that information you just gave us needs to be updated quite a bit. KPFT has had the last programming committee was February of 2012. And the LSB of, I think, 2009 or 2008 voted to end the programming committee at 2012. So we have been without a programming committee open to the public, open to any way since 2012. And I think we need to have, as soon as possible, a meeting where we have our membership invited, those who want to attend. They may not come every month. They may just come when they feel like it or they have something to say about the programming. But there are other things we can do, like assessments. Do we have a children's show? Do we have a labor show? Do we have a indigenous Indian show? Do we have this? Do we have that? How do we have it? And we can exchange our assessments of our programming and how we solve problems and how we got more people, like students, to come, with other stations, so we can all help each other and see what each other is doing. KPFA has the best training program of all the five stations, and they have a show called Full Circle, 7 p.m. on Friday nights, Pacific time, where they have these trained people that they could be young, old, retired, whatever age, and they do their stuff, and they learn how to do programming. It's really wonderful to look at and learn from. And we shouldn't have to be reinventing the wheel at each station separately. We can fight this and improve by exchanging our information and getting something done and allowing this to happen. Now, the motion that passed in 2013 by the PNB for a programming committee at each station, it's in the January 24th, but it's an in-person meeting, and it was passed on the January 31st. But it's on the archives if you want to listen to it. On January 24th is written. You won't find it on January 31st. I don't know why they did it that way. So if you go to 2013, that is a very old one. The main thing is that we have a programming committee. It had a design. You want to hear the rest or not? This motion was not liked by any of the stations at first because it said 1/3 elected by staff. Staff elect 3, 1/3 by staff and 1/3 by LSBs elected and 1/3, cooperation or an agreement between the manager and the LSB. But none of the stations liked that and they did what they wanted. They just ignored that part and let it be open. So at WPFW and KPFK, they have monthly programming committees and they're working at it. Come on, let's start this at KPFT.
Thank you, Nancy. Ted, you've got your hand up. You want to speak? First off, Nancy's made a motion. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Ted. Does anybody want to speak to the motion?
I'm multitasking and I'm looking at kpftx.org and I scrolled down and posted for Monday, May 23rd is the next meeting of the WPFW Programming Committee. That's to confirm what Nancy just said about the fact that other stations do have it. I at one time was the chair of the Program Evaluation Committee. That was when Otis McClay was the program director. We worked very well with him. Initially, there was suspicion, but we gave him good feedback so that he could follow up with programmers. I would presume that this programming committee could do that among other things. Our general manager has a plate full. We don't have a program director. It is our bread and butter, and anything we can do to take some of the work, certainly not all, but some of the work off of his shoulders, I think would be an asset to the station. I support this motion.
Thank you. Before we go further with this, as chair, I'm going to make a suggestion to the maker of the motion and see if it's accepted on friendly terms. There's a lot to understand about what this group would be doing. Ted just offered one example of maybe evaluating programs on some basis. You also said that, you know, we had one at some point and then it became a committee of management because we were holding public meetings and talking about individuals, programmers, and that was seen as a liability in case the wrong things were said about people out in public, and we have experience with that at Pacifica. So I'm going to suggest, Nancy, if it's okay with you, you have a meeting to form a definition of this group and then bring it back so we have a clear understanding of what the group is going to be charged with. Would that be acceptable?
I have already done many, many motions about this. And as far as discussing a programmer's program in a public open meeting, I don't think a committee or I don't think the manager would go for that. I don't understand why you're putting this up. This is not a reason to stop the committee from meeting and helping to promote, to assess. We don't even know what we have and what we don't have.
Okay, I'll take that as a no to my friendly suggestion. So it's okay.
No, I would not support that, but it's not possible to do that. That would be a liability. Why do you even suggest that?
No. My suggestion, Nancy, was to go and provide definition as to what the committee would be working on for the board so they had a clear understanding of what they were voting for or against. Right now, it's just got a name, and since we don't have anything functioning, and as you pointed out, haven't had anything functioning for a long time, it would be good to put some structure around it and let people realize what we have or don't have. That's my friendly suggestion. Do you accept that?
I think we should announce to the membership, if they're willing and they're interested, to come and meet on the Zoom for discussing our programming and how to promote it, how to assess it.
Okay, you have a motion.
The things that have already been passed by the PNB have not been implemented. And that is a failure of our stations' boards not getting these things done. For example, missing and murdered Indigenous women show. We need to be searching for activists who are willing to do that and build up a collective, because you cannot just put it on one person. We need to be doing many things, reaching out to schools, to students.
Point of order.
Yes, Mac, what's your point of order?
I can't keep track with people just hollering over the chair.
Thank you. All right, look.
I am not hollering. If I were hollering, I think that would be much louder.
Nancy, please.
You were talking to me. I thought I had the floor.
Okay, Ted has his hand up and Adrienne has her hand up. Adrienne, please go first. Adrienne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adrienne? Yes, I'm on mute. Mr. Chair, I believe that the motion that the PNB approved specified very clearly what the committee is supposed to do, how the composition is. It's all there. We don't need to reinvent anything. I think that it's just all there. How and a specific, what is the specific job of that programming committee? And it's just an aid. I mean, it's obviously you need to be really careful because we know that we cannot talk in public meetings about the specific evaluation or things like that. I don't think that that's the idea. The idea is very clear in the motion that the PMB, the orders of the PMB are very clear on that.
Thank you. Susan, you have your hand up, please go. Ted's already spoken.
Yes. The motion from the PNB that has not been followed through at any station or had been and is discontinued is very specific as to compensation, as to composition and purposes. What I heard Nancy say, and I thought her motion went to, was a much more informal gathering to get input from listeners, to hear feedback, to engage people to support things, rather than a rigorous structure in which there are categories of people who are elected. And I thought she wanted to be able to move forward with this more quickly rather than reviving a framework that is no longer used at any other any other station.
Thank you, Susan. That was to my point. I think Ted, you have your hand up. Please go.
Yeah, I think that I support what you said, Sandy. I think, you should assume the motion, put it before this body, and let people come together to more clearly figure out what they are going to do, or at least read the words from the Pacifica National Board, and move forward on providing this kind of assistance to our general manager. And to the point that was made a moment ago as to the fact that we have to be careful. I don't think so. I think that, you know, people who are on this committee are free to say whatever they want to say. The committee will report, I presume, both to this body and to the general manager. And it's the general manager who has to make the final decision, and he's the one who can be as careless or careful as he wishes to be. But I support it, and I hope you'll put your motion before the body for a vote.
Thank you. All right. Jane, yes, you're on the beach. Go ahead.
If only. It sounded to me like Nancy's motion was a simple yes or no. Did I mishear it?
Pretty much. Nancy's asking.
Okay, I'll stand down. Thank you.
Nancy's asking that we convene the program committee. That's the motion. Okay? She's asking to convene that. And we have our committees, and we could have no committees. We could have 50 committees. It's up to the body here. So If there's no other input on this, Richard, can you call the roll? A yes vote would be to go ahead and name a convener for a program committee. As chair, I would do that. A no vote will not convene this committee and will press on with the business at hand that we've been pursuing. Thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
We're in a vote now, Nancy, please.
Chair, I just sent the motion in.
Thank you. So you have that in writing for the record. Go ahead, Richard.
Please have him read it, please.
You go ahead and read it, Nancy, one more time.
Did everybody receive it?
Go ahead and read the motion, please, Nancy.
I move that the KPFD Programming Committee start with open membership.
That's your motion?
Yes. If you want a more detailed one, I'll have to look up. But save time, that's the main thing, to start it.
Okay, well, what we're at...
And Susan Young was right when her take... No elections. It'd be open to the membership.
Well, that's what I mean. So that you understand, you're voting to form a committee open membership to discuss programming. Please call the roll, Richard.
And assess and report.
Please call the roll, Richard. Nancy, please.
Point of order.
We're going to vote, Ted. What's your point of order?
My point is that I think that all committee memberships are up to the board for a final approval. Just because someone shows up and wants to be a part of a committee does not waive the responsibility of the board to either approve their membership or not. That is my understanding. I'm asking you for clarification.
What Nancy's requesting is that we're forming a programming committee with open membership. So there's no need to vote on who becomes a member. Does the LSB confirm the members? Yes. We get a roster and we follow the same rules. You come to the first meeting, you're a voting member. If you don't, you have to attend 3 consecutive meetings to become that voting member. So it would follow the same format as all of our other committees and how they've been formed. Does that answer your question, Ted?
I think that's inaccurate. I think that even with what you just said, it's up to the board to either approve or disapprove. We've always approved them, but it is within our purview to make that decision.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Chair, I'm so confused. May I ask a point of information?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I was thinking from the beginning that we were talking about something approved by the PMB. Now we are talking about something different, and now Teddy is saying, I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to vote on.
This is why
I agree with the PMB motion that was ordered by the PMB, but all the rest I don't understand where those things are coming from and what are the ramifications, because we are saying open meeting, open members, approval members. We cannot talk about people, we need to be really careful. We cannot talk about people.
All right. Adriana, please. Yeah. We're in a vote.
I don't understand,
so.
Really.
Okay. I understand your concern, but we're in a vote. Lillian, you have your hand up. What do you need, please? Lillian Kerr? Lillian, you're muted.
My apologies. I need some clarification, too. I'm on the PNB. I did not hear that each LSB was supposed to form its own program committee. Is this just an idea? I think it's a good idea. It has merit coming from a member of the LSB, and then if we're saying open membership, we have to have some criteria for people who want to be on that committee, surely. It just seems a little bit vague to me.
To fill in the fact, the motion was made in 2014 by the PNB of 2013, excuse me.
Why are we talking about it now?
Because a member of our board put it on the agenda.
When did this go on the agenda?
It was put under old business as Nancy raised it last meeting, and we deferred it to this meeting.
Well, I think it's a good idea, but I think it merits some discussion personally.
Thank you. That's what we've been trying to do. Nisi, got your hand up, please. Nisi?
This is what frustrates me so much. This committee was created when I took office as the chair, which was last year. Nancy was the presiding chairman of it.
Convener.
Convening officer of it. I don't know what happened with it, whatever, but the committee was formed. Now, all of this going back and forth with a vote, talking about we do this. The committee is there. Just reactivate the committee. That's all you need to do.
Well, that's what we're voting on now, please.
Now we got to vote on it again.
Right. See, so Richard, please. Richard, please call the roll.
And don't cut me off, because when I speak, I do know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, Nisi. I thought you were done. My bad. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Thank you. My apologies. I didn't mean to step on
the way. What are we voting for? Because of my internet, I just got kicked off.
Okay, here we go, folks. Thank you. I saw you, drop and join and drop and join like a technology yo-yo. So what we're voting on is to convene our program committee with open membership, meaning that anybody from the public or the board can join. Okay. So it would be an open committee. And that's the vote. A yes vote would do that, and I will name a convener as chair. A no vote, we'll just continue on with our current committee structure in place. Richard,
chair.
Richard, call the roll, please. Nancy, no, please. Let's vote.
Well, look, the governance is open to the membership. The outreach is open to the membership. The development committee is open to the membership. Only the finance and the management selection review committee are off limits at this station. So what's the big deal? I mean, you want to know what the membership wants. So those that are willing to come,
Nancy,
should be considered by the board, by the LSB.
I think we understand the reasoning for
everybody agrees with that, Nancy.
Yeah. So please, Richard, call the roll.
Alan. Teresa, you're muted.
Alan says pass.
Pass. Okay. Britton?
No.
What was that?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Care?
Pass. That's P-A-S-S. Pass.
Thank you. That's T-H number. Cousin A.
Pass.
Pass. Oh, a lot of passes here. Faust?
No.
No. Hoyt? No, I'm sorry. Gardner? I'm sorry. I stepped over.
Yeah, that's spelled G-A-R-T-N-E-R. yes.
How do you V-O-T-E?
You said yes, Richard.
Yes. Thank you. Hoyt? You were here a minute ago. James?
Pass.
Lewis?
No.
No. Martinez?
No.
No. McPherson? John Kelly? I'm going to pass for him. he's there somewhere.
Follow me. I thought I voted.
No, it just seemed that way. It just seemed that way.
I was trying so hard. I voted no. I thought.
Okay. You voted no. Okay.
I'm going to vote no again. I'm going to vote no again.
Okay. You only get to vote 12
times. Please, people, we're in a vote.
Mama Sonia. Mama Sonia.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Pratka. Becca?
Teresa, please mute.
Yeah, really. Fredka, you're in? Okay, come back. Sabarnard, tell me.
Nancy votes yes.
I should have known that, but, Shiloh?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. That's not one of our choices. Shafto.
Sir, is that what a choice?
I got you down for no. Okay, Shafto? Yes, not there now. Stone, Thibodeau. You still there? Thibodeau? Uzel, I'm gonna pass. That's P-A-S-S-S-S-S. Sandy Wyman.
Wyman votes no. Not without more definition, thank you.
No. Weissel.
Yes.
Yes. Williams.
Abstain.
Okay.
It already Willie. Exists.
Already exists. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young? That's not a vote.
Sorry. Pass.
Pass, okay. We got a lot of passes here. Okay, we're going to go back through for the people who passed, and I hope someone will catch the pass. Okay, the first pass was Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Care? Care? Lillian? Lillian, are you there?
Sorry, no. No. Lillian says no.
No. Okay, Casanave.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wait, I got James.
No.
No. Pratka, I don't think he's here. Okay, let's see what else we got. Shafto's not here, I don't think. She was here earlier, but Thibodeau may not be here either. They were here earlier. Uzel, I'm going to abstain. I fumbled the catch. Susan Young.
No.
No. Okay, I hope I got everybody. Okay, I have got five yet. Putting these backwards. Let's see. 5 yes, 11 no, and I believe 3 abstentions.
Motion fails.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. Nancy, I really suggest you put more detail on this and bring it back. I think it's an important point.
Yes.
I've got 2 hands up here, before we get to our new business. Nisi, what did you need, Nisi?
Are we still in old business?
No, we're done with old business now. That was the only item.
Okay. This is old business though. This is old business.
This was old business from last meeting, yes. Adriana,
what I need to say is old business. We voted to have a town hall meeting in August or July of last year. Everybody, it passed unanimously, remember. The only thing we were waiting on was Dr. Franklin, who said that he was in agreement when he came on board, which was in September. He said that we would have the town hall meeting, but that he wanted to reschedule the date. That's just to jog your memory of yet once again, we voted for something. We just haven't followed through on it. So whoever's in charge of having the LS, whoever's in charge on the LSB to put together the town hall meeting, that has been approved. We did that last year. That's it.
Thank you, Nisi. As chair, I will make sure that we get a group going to plan that and get this done. It's important too. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes, Mr. Chair, before we run out of time, I want to know if we have any, I don't want to be surprised. I want to know if we have any extra information that the members need to know. I know that there's executive session tomorrow, but I want to be sure that is any information that we need to, that we will receive or we will check before the meeting, or will be just a blind situation. Is any information there that we need the members? We need
that's
to
a very good, that's a very good question.
That's a good question.
That's a very good question, and you're jumping my agenda, or the notes on my agenda. And the answer is yes, there'll be additional information. I'll be sending that out by email. So
thank you very much, Sandy.
No problem. And anyway, now we're on new business. But before we consider the one motion on here from Ted, the original agenda had a censure right here. And I discussed with Ted, I don't think any of us want to go through the format of a trial. And you know, we're all on the same team here. So Ted agreed graciously to create a membership for himself and three other people, and he followed through on that. So thank you, Ted, for enrolling yourself and three others, making the membership roll go up by four. And I'm going to give you just a moment here to maybe address the board about the conditioned motion to turn money over that you had, albeit with good intention, still not the way we do things, and maybe even in violation of law. So if you'd like to, I'll give you a minute here if you want to address the board. And if you don't, that's your choice too.
So sorry that this has wasted the board's time. I should have just genuflected and given the money to Sandy as he requested it.
Not to Sandy, to KPFT. Thank you.
Right, to KPFT on the urging of Sandy. And I'm glad that I was able to get three additional memberships. The other people made commitments, but it was based on KPFT joining the Third Ward Community Cloth. We decided not to move on that. I did not pursue getting the money from those individuals.
Thank you, Ted. Now, if you would, you have the only motion under new business. If you would read your motion to the board, please.
I have it on my cell phone.
If you don't have it handy, I have it here if I can read it.
Please.
In addition to fulfilling the current requirements for running for a seat on the local station board, those individuals elected must remain in good standing throughout their term, generally 3 years, e.g. pay annual dues, volunteer appropriate hours, or receive a waiver. For those people filling vacancy, they shall be given 30 days to become a member in good standing. Failure to fulfill the proceeding shall result in automatic removal from the board. That's Ted's motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Nisi is second in the motion. Ted, please motivate your motion.
Well, this, if passed, would put in motion a process of amending the bylaws. In the past, our finances have not been as dire as they are right now, this would create two separate classes of members, a much clearer one. Not only would board members have to be members when they were elected, but they would have to stay members throughout the process. Some people may not be able to afford that. They would still be able to receive a waiver. But it was stated that we don't get funding from certain foundations, including the CPB. I don't know if they're a foundation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, because all board members are not members and have all not contributed. This would, if this passes, it would make it the case that all members of the board are always in paid up or receiving a waiver. So that's the purpose of this motion.
Thank you. I see a couple of hands up. Adriana, please go ahead, and then Susan Young.
Yes, sir, I will ask you to call this motion out of order because it's contrary to the Pacifica Foundation bylaw, Article 4, delegates, Section 9, removal of delegates. It's very clear that we have only what the bylaw established is the only method to remove a delegate. I agree with the concept, but we need to understand that the members voted. The members voted to bring their delegates there. We cannot just decide if somebody wants to change the bylaw, try, do it. Once that the bylaw is being changed, we can do whatever you want. I understand what you are trying to do, but it's against the bylaw. It's a very clear article of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. You cannot remove, the only way that you can remove an elected delegate is through what the bylaw says. It's the only option. We don't have it's not subject to if you want it, you don't want it, if the people pay or the people. If the people didn't pay their dues before the election, they would not run for election. And after that, it's not up to us to remove it. We need to use the Pacifica Foundation bylaws.
Thank you, Susan. And by the way, I'm inclined to agree with you, Adriana. Susan, go ahead, please.
Yeah, actually, Adriana made all the points that I wanted to make and made them better, but just quickly, I think there is a great deal of merit, and self-appointing boards have requirements that people give or get certain amounts. But as Adriana says, removal is the purview of the bylaws. This is not grounds for it, as far as I know. And so removal can only be according to the bylaws, not according to some policy adopted by an LSB.
Thank you, Susan. Mac, you had your hand up, went down. I'm assuming you no longer want to talk. Am I correct?
Because I am not completely conversant with the particular bylaw in question, I considered moving to table the motion until the body could consider it in all of its fullness. But if the consensus of those members who have been here longer and who are more familiar with the bylaws is that the motion regarding which I am generally supportive, if the consensus of the members is that it would contravene the bylaws, then I don't know that tabling it would necessarily serve any purpose. That's why I had my hand up.
Okay. And the bylaws speak to this in Article 4. You can catch up with that, but as chair, I'm going to rule this out of order because you're asking this board to change the bylaws, and it was pointed out by Adriana and others. We can't do that, Ted. So if you want to challenge my ruling, please do so, and we can go through the rest of the process.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. May I speak on?
Go ahead, Richard.
There is a, this affects many aspects of the bylaws, really. And the ones that the member wants to amend, and he said it himself that this would amend the bylaws. Of course it wouldn't. But if he wants to amend the bylaws, there's a process for that too. So put it forward as an amendment and then let people vote it up or down. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. I didn't hear any challenge to my ruling, so I'm going to rule this out of order, Ted. I again appreciate the sentiment, but we can't change the bylaws here. Yeah. Okay. If there's no other comment on that, is there any objection then to the chair's ruling one last time? Hearing none, we'll do away with this motion then. Our next regular meeting will be June 9th. Next month, for the month of June, we're going to have a lot to discuss, I think. But we're going to have even more to discuss tomorrow. I will be sending out a Zoom link for a meeting of this board in executive session. We're going to be discussing fiduciary matters surrounding Pacifica and KPFT directly. And it's really important that you all attend. And I hope that you all appreciate the content tomorrow night. We need a ray of sunshine now and then. Ted, go ahead.
I would like to find out when, if ever, we can meet in person. Is that appropriate for a discussion at this point in the meeting when we're talking about our June meeting?
One would think it would be appropriate, but on a personal level, COVID is, as you see in the news, is flaring up again. Personally, I'm going to go get a booster. I was going to do it today, but it would really impact tonight and tomorrow night. So I'm putting it off a day and hoping I don't encounter the wrong person at the wrong time.
May I ask a question?
Hang on. Hold on, everybody. Teresa, you have your hand up, and I guess that was Lillian that chimed in there. All right. Let Teresa go, and then Lillian, and then Ted. I see you waving your hand, too. Teresa, go ahead. Got to unmute, Teresa. It still works the same way all night.
Sorry. Because the Pacifica National Board has scheduled a meeting right at 7:30, and our meeting starts at 7, it is really important that we arrive early or on time for the meeting.
Yes, correct. But that's correct. Lillian, go ahead.
Teresa just answered my question. The meeting starts at 7 tomorrow. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct, yes.
Beg for an excused absent in that case. My apologies.
Noted. Thank you very much. Okay. So there's no further business tonight. We're going to be Ted, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
We are seeing, for not the first time, but certainly with Dr. Franklin's dropping off the call tonight, the complications of meetings that are not being held in person. Plus, we don't seem to have much harmony on this board, or maybe it's just my perception, but I think meeting where we are together would diminish the amount of rancor and produce a better meeting. I would like to see us meet in person, as so many groups are now doing.
Let's see where we are in June with COVID, and maybe we can put it to a vote if, you know, it doesn't seem to be a threat right now. I'm getting pretty concerned again, and I've heard that echoed by a number of other people recently. So we have to watch out for our health and our safety for all members. And if it just so happened that we got unlucky, wow, that's not a good thing. Do I hear a motion to adjourn our meeting for this evening?
Yes.
I am Adriana.
Adriana.
Are you sending the information to us tonight?
Yes, I will be emailing that.
I asked for adjournment.
Thank you. There are no objections. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. I thank everybody for their time tonight and their hard work on this board. Let's keep it going. We're going to have the meeting tomorrow and, as I said, hopefully a ray of sunshine. See you then, folks. Thank you.